Daf is Daf Lamed Hey. So let's pick it up from the bottom of Lamed Dal. Amar Beis, the last three lines. The Gemara says, Zeh Omer Shavosai, Zeh Omer Shavosai. Each one claims that the property is their father's. So what's the halacha? Omer Rav Nachman, Kol Dol M'Gvar. He says, you fight it out, Kol Dol M'Gvar, either Bekoach or Berayos. Rashbam says, you bring proof, you bring evidence, you bring Edim, or maybe you fight it out. So the Gemara asks a question. Omer Rav Nachman, Maishna Mishnei Sharos. Why is it any different from two different documents? What's the halacha b'shnei shtaros? Hayotzim b'yom echad, two documents that are produced on the very same day. So before you turn the page, just look at Rashbam for some clarification here. Rashbam writes at the bottom here that Mishnah b'shnei shtaros hayotzim lefoneinu al sadeh achas sheruvim. It's one property, Ruvain, and each guy has a star claiming that they have the deed. Shekasev shtar matana l'shimon, v'shtar matana l'levi. The guy wrote two shtaros to two different individuals, v'shneim b'yom echad, and they're both on the same day, both on Lamed Shvat. So, nimsa she'ein zem muchsak yosim yizekal. Neither one has a greater claim than the other one. And v'afilu nisbar she'shimon b'shachar v'levi achar b'erev. Let's say that you have proof that Shimon bought it in the morning, he signed the document in the morning, and Levi signed it in the afternoon. So you would think, Shimon got it first in the morning. That too, says the Rashbam, ein hakdama b'shals ela b'yushalayim. There's a din that time doesn't work, hours don't work unless it's in Yushalayim. So zmanim doesn't make a difference. So therefore,
that would make an
Gemara. Yeah, in Gemara, it goes on to say that in Yushalayim they would go by shows. Outside Yushalayim they wouldn't go by shows. So since there's no indication, they both bought on the same day, Sunday Lamed Shvat. So no one has a greater claim than the other. So what's the halacha? Why is that? They don't write dates. So let's look at Gemara Ksubis here, quotes here. That's just how it's been. I don't know why.
No, not the dates. The dates are right.
The hours, I'm saying. The hours. It's in that only by Yushalayim. Look at the Gemara here. Look
sense.
At Rashbam.
So
Kedamrina B'Ksubis
finished. They bought the sun anyway, so they didn't really, it wasn't so precise.
Fine. So they wouldn't write Shaos. So Shaos doesn't make a difference. It just says Lamed Shvat on it. Right. And since it doesn't explain which time they bought it, so they both bought it on the same exact day, no one has a greater claim.
Right. I'm saying, my question is, they're saying if you wrote his time, it doesn't make a difference unless you're in Yerushalayim. But my question is, if they Dafka wrote a time, so then why shouldn't that make a difference?
If they wrote a time, it's a different story. They didn't write a timer. There is no time written on it. But even if you have Edim that it was signed in the morning, that doesn't make a difference. If they wrote a Zman, it's a different story. That's nothing was written here. So you would think, so since they both have an equal claim, it should be called Olam Gvar. But the psak is, Dirav Amar Yachloku, Ushmu Amar Shude Dedaini. So it's a very different case here. So there's a lot going on here. The question is, how many Tosos should we do here? But let's get Pshat and Rashbam first. Yachloku. Why is it Yachloku? Look at the Rashbam. In the narrow lines, he writes Yachloku. This fake who tisafik. We don't know who owns it. Velekele meimar hacha motzi mechavero. You can't say bring proof. Dein echad muchzak mechavero. Neither one has a greater chazaka. There's no one. There's no status quo here that you have to bring proof from. Someone. Who is the cheskas marikama? No one is considered the status quo owner. So you say Yachloku.
Then according. Both
and I
brought
Edim
to say that.
No, if you bring Edim, Lechora, you should have proof. But in this case,
it would make an afternoon.
Right, okay. Edim would make a difference because they both have a star.
Right.
So Edim are not going to uproot the star. So the thing is, you say Yachloku in this case, according to Rav. But Shmuel says, Shudi the Daini. What's Shudi the Daini? So there's a big machloku as we show in all of our Shas. What does Shudi the Daini mean? Look at the Rashbam writes. Rashbam writes, Shudi the Daini, Leoso Shehenota Lev Hadayanim, Shayanosin Avo Okrovo Yoser. The Dayanim had to figure out who would be more likely that the Nosein would give this present to, this karka to. And they try to assess who's closer relative, who's a greater friend. Devade lahu gamar v'akne lo yitnu es karka. Whichever one he loves more, the Nosein, that's most likely who he received it. And Shudid Dayanim means they really assess the situation here. Aval, look at the just last line of that Rashbam here. Aval kisha'ata omer yachloku. You say Yachloku, bevaday echad nota chaschati shelo kedin. They definitely don't share. One guy has it. It's not split. So if you say Yachloku, one guy's taking it and he shouldn't be taking it. So shudi daini, so it's a quick question of like, which is a better approach? A better approach to you either have vaday right or you're vaday wrong. Shudi daini, one guy's going to get it. So there's a possibility I might get it right. But there's also a possibility I might get it completely wrong. Yachloku is a pshara. I'm definitely getting something wrong. But I'm also, I'm really minimizing the risk. I'm getting halfway right as well. So, but it says Shmuel, we want Shudi the Daini, we want it to be right. And how do you know who's the rightful owner? through assessing the situation, who's a better friend is most likely to be the right answer. Now, Tosfos argues on what Shuda de Daini means. Look at Tosfos, Dibra Maschil, Shuda de Daini. Near the Rabbeinu Tam, Lemishi Yirtza Dain Litain. Whoever he wants to. Arbitrarily just choosing randomly whoever he wants. Velo Kepei Asher Kuntres, who holds Shiyamdu Daito Shanosein. Not like Rashi Ji, you figure it out. You just give it randomly. That's Rabbeinu Tam's understanding. So again, there's a whole machlokas, the nature of Shuddha Dedaini, whether Shuddha Dedaini is just a siluk, they're just like kind of removing themselves from the situation and kind of just let it figure out whatever you want randomly, or Shuddha Dedaini is some type of hachra. They're trying to make and assess the situation and give some type of proactive decision here. That seems to be the machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Tosfos writes further here. Look at Tosfos later on in this Dibra Maschil. A few lines down, it says, V'im Tomar. Vim Tomar, Imkein Yitain Lemishi Yitain Laschar, a very strange question. So maybe the Dayan is going to give to someone whoever pays him off. So how is it fair that the Dayan just chooses randomly who they want? Some guy who paid one of the Bali Dinim will say, here's $100 and choose me. So Tosfos writes, again, it seems very obvious, V'yeshlomar dechol Dayana demekabel agra lav Dayano. Once he receives money, in other words, shochad, bribery, he's not called a dayan. That doesn't exist. That doesn't get off the ground. So a dayan wouldn't accept schar. A lot of discussion in the Achronim, what exactly Tosfos is asking and what he's answering here. But then he writes, Masha Peshe Beinu Chananel, the Kabbalah B'yadeinu, we have a Mesora, the Lo Amrinan Shudi Ela B'mekarkoi. Shudi Dayani only applies to land, but doesn't apply to metaltalin. And Tosfos says, Einirli, I don't understand why that would be, and he brings a raya from a Gemara. So there's a machlokas whether Shudda de Daini applies dafka to Makarka or a feel of a metaltalim. Now, it's a strange, if you think it's really a type of hachra, so then there shouldn't make a difference between metaltalim or Makarka. If you think Shudda de Daini is something just arbitrary, random, so then it really doesn't make any sense. So then it's possible, you could say, it's also limited to Karka, doesn't apply to metaltalim, but it's a big, big chiddush to say that it doesn't apply to metaltalim. One more cheat on Tosfos. There's, again, so much to talk about here. Old perish, the dafka dayan mumcha ose shuda. Only a person who is an expert could do shuda the dayani. How does he know this? The Rav Sheshes gav rabba havi. Rav Sheshes was a big amora. Vamar le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to him, mar lav dayanahu gave ema the Raman bar Chame. You don't have the right to give a psak din Rav Sheshes. You're a very smart guy, but you're not allowed to. What's the reason for this? Why can only Rav Nachman? So the Mefarshim explained that Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Reish Kalusa. The Reish Kalusa had given him power to do this. So what's going on here? That the way the mechanism of Shuddha Dedaini works, what's Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam? That he picks whoever he wants. Shuddha Dedaini doesn't figure out who is the better, who's a closer friend, and he just says, you get it. Because they understand that's Hefker based in Hefker. Everything is removed, there's Mamish Hefker, and he decides who's going to get it. Through Hefker based in Hefker. So that's why they could arbitrarily just choose whoever they want, because now it's Hefker. So they explain that only Rav Nachman, who had Rishus from the Reish Kalusa to be Mafkir property, only is able to do this. But Rav Sheshes, who didn't have that Rishus from Reish Kalusa, he doesn't have the authority to be Mafkir the land. That's how they explain the Shita within Rabbeinu Tam. Now, according to Rashi, seemingly one who, it's about assessing who is closer friend, you wouldn't need Rishus from the Bezin. You're not really creating anything. You're not applying a din of Hefker based in Hefker. So why would it be limited tafka to a mumcha? Why not a regular dayan should also be able to assess the situation? So they explain, even for Rashbam, you have to, only a person who has been appointed is such a level of understanding individuals, can he assess who is a closer friend? But it's harder to explain within the Rashbam like that.
The point of Rashbam wouldn't make a difference, Karkoh and Metalfon?
Seemingly not. I don't know. Seemingly not.
It doesn't say anything.
The more it's based on logic, then you shouldn't be mechalik between Metalfon. If it's about Hefker, also doesn't make so much sense to be mechalik. But maybe since it's more arbitrary, maybe you can have arbitrary distinctions. I don't know.
Why do you make a filik of Antosis between Karkoh and Metalfon? What's that?
No, there's two different shitas. He doesn't explain why. He doesn't explain why. He just says these are shitas. He's not totally. I'm saying maybe it connects to the definition of Shuddha Dedaini, but I don't really know. Either way, so we have from here that, again, when it comes to the person says, Zeshel Avosai, Zeshel Avosai, so Rav says, Yachloku Shmuel says, Shuddha Dedaini. So why don't we say Kol Dalam Gvar, like we said, I'm sorry, by the Shtei Sharos. Why don't we say Kol Dalam Gvar by Shtei Sharos? So answers the Gemara, Hasam Leka Lemekim Allah Demilsa, What's going on here? Over there, Hassan by the Shte Staros, you can't figure out who, there's no way being Mavar. It's impossible. Everything's final. There's no further evidence that can be brought. So nothing else can be done. So there's no point in Bezdin getting involved. They're not doing any accomplishing any. Rather, where's that line in Rashbam here? One second here. Right. So when it comes to Shtei Sharos, there's nothing more that can be done. So you could say Yachloku, you could say Shudididani, and that's final. But when it comes to the Kol Dom Gvar case, it's possible there's still information that needs to be brought. So Bezin doesn't want to get involved in this. Bezin says, Kol Dom Gvar, you guys deal with this. Because if we say this guy gets it, that other guy could bring Adam and make us look bad. So Bezin says, if it's going to be something where we're going to look bad, and this further proof can be brought, we will stay out of this, and we'll say, Kol Dom Gvar, you guys deal with this on their own. But by the Shei Shtaris, where all the possible evidence is brought in, Bezin's willing to step in and deal with the situation. That's the difference between the Shtei Shtaros and the case of Zeh Shel Avosai, Zeh Shel Avosai. Okay, now the Gemara says, what about the case, Maishna, why is this any different, Meha, from the following case, Titna? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Baba Metzia, Hamachlif Para B'chamar. You do Chalipin, where I'll pull the Chamar, and then you'll get the Chamar, wherever the Chamar is, you'll get it. The Yalda. And now the par gives birth. And no one knows exactly, was it before the chalipin, was it after the chalipin? Who gets the vlad? Who gets this new calf? Similarly, a person sells a shifcha wherever she is. We make a deal, you buy my shifcha. And turns out we go get the shifcha and the yalda, and she had given birth. So ze omer achilo macharti yalda, this one said, before I sold it, it gave birth, the vlad is mine. But you say, ze omer, no, michilo kachti yalda, when I bought the shifcha after that is when she had given birth, and it's really mine. So what's the halacha? The halacha is yachloku. It's yachloku. So what's the kasha here? Look at Rashbam around 10 lines up from the bottom. The first word on the line is yachloku. Says the Rashbam yachloku. V'ha'acha di'ikla mekem ala timosa. But why would you say yachloku? Can you bring further proof? Im yava u edim ya'idu b'rishus miyalda. Edim could say, oh, we saw when she gave birth. So why would Bezdin get involved and say yachloku if they could possibly get overturned? Shouldn't they say kol dom gvar? Again, the klal is, right, whenever there's further proof, Bezdin won't get involved. You guys fire it out. We're only going to get involved and make a psak if we have all the possible information. So we should say kol dom gvar because Eidim could later come. So the Gemara says, no, this case is different. We say achlok in the case of machlat para because hasam lahai islay dirar diramona. The each case by the machlat par, each one has a claim. We'll see the Rashbam and Tosin in just a second. So we're able to say achloku. But hacha idemar lo demar, idemar lo demar. When it comes to our case here of the Zeshel Avosai, it's one or the others. Neither one has a good, one of the guys are lying. One of them is not telling the truth. So look at Rashbam. Rashbam writes on back of Lam and Hey Amad Aleph. Rashbam writes around 10 lines up Hasam. They have a drar d'ramona, which means some connection to money. We'll see how the Rashbam explains this. They both had a ownership to it, had a tvis on it, one after the next. Each one makes a taina that it was theirs. Inami b'shas chalipin yalda, or maybe mamish during the chalipin, during the ma'isa chalipin, it gave birth. The Rashbam says they both have a, they're being tofes. It's like shnaim ochsim betalis. What's a lach of a shnaim ochsim betalis? Yachloku. First mission, Bava Metzia. When they have a tfisa, then that's when they say yachloku. If no one owns it, no one has a taina on it. So the Rashbam says when they are being toein, it's ke'ilu, they have a tfisa on it, and it's like shnaim ochsim betalis, and therefore you apply yachloku.
Is there any mishicha, is something involved in there? Or is it just bag animals? It's just
do the animals. Right. Yeah. So, you pick up a handkerchief if you want also, but maybe b'shas tachalipin, it happened.
That's what you say.
So you don't know, no one knows exactly what happened at this point. But they each have a very good taina. And it's possible that it happened at the same time. They both have a good connection to that money. By the Zeh Shel Avosai, the Zeh Shel Avosai, one of the guys are lying there. So there is not a tfisa on both parties.
No one knows exactly what happened.
So
when it
right, but this case, but since they both have a good taina, right, it's that they have a tfisa, And with the halacha of Shnayim Ochsin Batalas, we would apply Yachloku here as well. Okay. Fine. Now, as opposed to the case of the Karka, neither, both parties don't have a claim. Only one of them have a valid claim. Now, look at Tosis on the top here. Amud Beis, Lamed Hey, Amud Beis on the top. He has a slightly different understanding than Rashbam. Rashbam says, where does, in the case of Machlif Parah, where do they each get their, why do you say Yachloku? Because they each have a Tfisa. What gives them that Tfisa? Because they have a Taina. They have a Taina that it was mine, and you have a Taina that now it's yours. So that's a Taina. The Taina gives them that Tfisa. But look what Tosas writes on top of Durara Diramona. Perish, Didal Tanasayo, if you remove, if you subtract the Tainas, Mehacha, from this case here, Yesh Safek Lebezdin. There's still the Safek Lebezdin. Who owns it? You don't need the Tainas here. You just look at the situation, you know that would happen without the Tainas, there exists a Safek even without the Taina. You don't need the Taina to create the Tvisa. Even without the Taina, the Safik exists. And then look at the end of Tosfos, the last few lines of Al Hacha, Beze Omesha Avosai, Shapita Nosein, Ba Safik, Amrinan Koltam Gvar. So Tosfos says the complete opposite case. We look at the situation without the Tainas. Right. So the case of the Machlif Parah, there's a Safek before anyone makes a Taina. The Safek exists now, so Bezin needs to intervene to what's going on. In the case of Zeshel Avosai, there was a Cheskas Marikama. There was one person who had the status quo of owning it. Now, the fact they make Tainas and have create the Safek, that's not going to get Bezin involved anymore. That's not considered a Tfisa. A Tfisa, after the Safek already exists, that doesn't get Bezin involved. Okay, I know it's somewhat of an involved Sugi here, but they just know that there is a machlokas Rashbam and Tosus how to understand this case here. Fine. Gemara now says next three lines down in the Amud Beis here. Amri Nahardai, Nahardai, they would say, Im ba echad min hashuk v'hichzik ba ein motzin osa miyada. What's going on? Look at the Rashbam here, top line. Im ba echad min hashuk v'hichzik ba. V'hach karka, there's this line, there's this karka, the property. Damar Rav Nachman called Dam Gvar. Ezra and I are fighting out, we're duking out over a certain property. And Bashlishi, Harry comes along, elbows us out of the way, and Mechatva Meshnaim, he takes the property away from both of us. Eila Tonim Shavosar. So now Harry steps in the middle and he takes it. So what's Halacha? So Ezra and I would say, well, Harry, you were not involved in this case. Get off the property. Says the Halacha, Ein Motzinosa, Bebezdin Miyadoshal Zehashlishi. We don't take it from this third party. Even though he didn't make any tiny, he just comes out of left field. Says the Rashbam, the Shema Gam Lishnei Arishonim Ein Lam Chelek Ba. Maybe Ezra and I have no Taina, so he's just as equal as any of us. So just we have to completely duke it out. And if Andy comes in, he can fight about it as well. Anybody wants, it's a no holds bar here. Everyone can fight it out. No one has a good Taina. No one has a good Chelek in it. That's why we're Ein Motzi No Samiyado. And the what?
It says that the Hilsu Ba.
Right, he takes hold of it. So now we can't kick him off the property either. Because now, if I want, now I can take it from him. We could go back and forth forever. And anyone who wants could get involved. And why? So says the Gemara now, the Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya has a klal. Gazlan shel rabim lav shmei gazan. If you steal it from two people who are fighting, that's not called the gazan. Now, obviously, a gazan from a rabim is if there's a lamppost. It's owned by the Rabbim, that's called Gzela. You can't steal from the Rabbim. What it means here is, when two people are fighting about it, it's unclear who is the owner, and it's very possible it's Hefker, so that's not considered a Gzela. So that's why we cannot be mote it from Harry and Bezdin. Now, Tosos has something very interesting here. The small Tosos, sometimes those are the best Tososim. Tosos writes, Ein motzin osam yado. V'afilu kasvu harsha zelazeh. Doesn't work. We'll see the next line in just a second. What's the harsha? So the Gemara speaks in several places what a harsha is. So let's say Ezra and I say, listen, one of us own it. Harry, you definitely don't own it. So we write a harsha. We say, you owe us, one of us have it. And together, as an entity, we can take it from you. And then we can duke it out to try to exclude you from the situation. So Tosa says, even if he wanted to say that, that would not work. Because, hol v'rishayim heim, ein nishkalin lahem. Ezra and I rishayim. Or at least the way they say one of us are Russia, because one of us are lying. So we cannot create a harsha in this situation to try to take you out of the picture here.
Fine.
No, harsha is a different. No, harsha is a difference. We're not when there's a Russia, when there's both of them have a good tfisa on it. There's a complicated discussion about harsha, but this is one of them is vada Russia, so then we cannot make a harsha. Now, what the Rav Chanan learns from this Tosfos, though, against the Rashbam, the fact that there was even a Havamina to write a Harsha seems to imply that we do both have a Chelek in it. And yeah, as opposed to Rashbam says neither one has a chelek, it's mamish hefker. Tosa seems to imply that we do have a chelek, but since one of us maybe are Rasha, then we're not. The harsha for technical reasons doesn't work. But again, there's a lot to talk about here. I don't want to get that heavily involved. Each line here is a whole nother sugya. Now Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says liolam shmei gazlan. No, if Harry comes along and takes from Ezra, me and Ezra while we're fighting, he's a gazlan. So what does it mean? What does Rabbi Chiya mean when he writes in the Brisa, my lo shmei gazan? What it means is shelo nitein liyishavon. He is a gazan, but he can't return the money because he doesn't know who to return it to. But in a chanami, if he comes in and takes the property away, he's a gazan, and it's actually the worst type of gazan because he cannot fix what he did wrong because he doesn't know who to return it to. So that's what it means. He's not considered a gazan. He's shelo nitein liyishavon. Okay. Gemara now says, two dots, cheskasan shalosh sharam yom liyom. We're quoting back from the Mishnah, back in Chav Ches, that, that you have to be on the property for 3 years from day to day. So Amar Rabbi Abba, di dali lei ihu gufei tzana depiri l'alter havi chazaka. There are some situations where you don't need 3 consecutive years. Let's say the mocher, or the ma'arer, hands me the basket of fruit and puts it on my shoulders. Again, the dali lei, he gave to me ihu gufei. The ma'ar himself gave me a tzana de piri, gave me a basket of fruit. He handed a fruit in the property now that he's claiming is his. That's a la'al tavi chazaka. That's a chazaka, and you don't need to wait 3 years. That was a clear indication, clear proof that he gave me the property over. That's Rabbi Abba's chiddush, which seems to be agreed upon by everyone.
When did he give it to him?
Whenever he gave it, right? The Edom came. Adam came and they saw me the day one. I ripped my shtar. I don't need a shtar anymore. And then the guy claims a week later, oh, what are you doing with my property? I said, what do you mean? Last week, you were helping me schlep the fruit in the baskets, and I've got 2 Adam. That's a chazaka, even though it was only one day. That's all you need. That's a clear indicator of a chazaka, according to Rabbi Abba. So comes along Amir Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says, V'im ton v'amar l'peiros heratativ neman. But if the Ma'ar says, yeah, of course I helped him. Because I sold him the rights to the fruit. I didn't sell him the rights to the property. I sold him the rights to the fruit. So that's a good taina. That then will not allow the chazaka to take effect immediately. So v'hani mili b'soch shalosh. But that claim of the ma'arer, that I only sold it to him for the fruit, that only is effective within 3 years. Aval la'acha shalosh lo. But if after 3 years he says, oh, what do you mean? I was giving him fruit for 3 years. I sold him the rights to the fruit, not the rights to land. That taina doesn't work anymore, and the machzik gets to keep it. So Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kana. So ila peri achte. So let's say the ma'isa, a guy, I sold the rights to my fruit to Andy for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. So the peros again, the peri achte. I sold just the fruits. My havle le mevad. So now Andy could claim after 4 years, I've been using the land for 4 years. It's mine. I'm machzik on it. So how am I supposed to prevent him from being machzik my property? I never sold him the land. So how do you get around that? So my havalei lemevad. So amar lei ibarlei lemchuye. He has to be mocher. If I want to make sure Andy doesn't make a chazaka on my property, I sold him the rights to the fruit. That I agree on, but not to the land. I need to be mocher every 3 years. I need to make a macha, and that macha will then prevent the chazaka from taking effect.
Unless he had a contract, of course.
If you had a contract, but again, he doesn't have to hold on to the contract.
No, I'm saying if you had a contract that you gave it to Andy for 3 years as a sharecropper.
Oh, yeah, if I have proof for that, if I've got a star.
Right.
Doesn't start. So, if you don't say this, so then there's a problem because Hani Mashkan also the Surah, the Mashkan that they used to do in Surah. So let's say Andy owed me money. So he gave me a property as a mashkon. The lacha is the kasabu. You write in this mashkon, this shtar, the mishalim shanim elin tepik ara. So da below kesef. So he owes me $1,000. So I'll eat the fruit for 10 years, $100 a year food, let's say, and then I'll return the property back to him, and he doesn't owe me any more money. The mashkon that I would take. Usually a mashkon is a collateral that's just say staying somewhere unused. But in Surah they says, well, you give me the property and I'll use it, and my use of that property will then detract from the money that you owe me. So what's the problem in Surya? So, and let's say what happens is, let's say the Andy Ikavishle Lashtar Mashkanase Gavi. I'm the bank, and I'm holding on to this property as a mashkan, and I'm eating the fruit for 10 years to get my loan back. So now I take my shtar, cover shle shtar, I hide the shtar that it was a mashkon. Now I'm claiming, I lie, I'm claiming I bought it from you. So, I should be believed. Because I was here for 10 years. I got edim, I was using the property for 10 years. So how could that work? So are you going to say, Mesakne Rabbanan, will the rabbis of Surah make such an institution, Midid Asibe Lide Pseida? Are they going to create a type of shtar mashkom that the lova is going to lose out the property? Certainly not. So how is Andy going to stop me from being machzik on his property that I've been here for 10 years eating the fruit? So Ella must be, Ibaile Lemachoy, Hachanami Ibaile Lemachoy. No. But if the owner is makes a macha, so that prevents the chazak from taking place by the mashkon of Surah. Here too as well, if I have a deal where I sell my fruit for you to eat the fruit but not to own the land, how do I stop the chazakah? By being mocha, that prevents your chazakah from ever taking effect.
Within every 3 years.
What?
You have to do it every within every
Yeah, within every 3 years you have to renew that mocha. Okay. Let's go weiter a little bit. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Yisrael haba machmas akum, harei huk akum. So a Yid who comes from an Akum, he has the same halach of an Akum. What does that mean? What's the case here? So let's say Reuven the Yisrael sold to Joe the non-Jew. And Joe is there for 3, 4, 5 years. He has a chazaka. And now I buy from Joe. And I have a chazaka from buying from Joe. So that doesn't work. Why? Ma Akum ein lo chazak el b'shtar. The concept of cheskas gimel shanum doesn't apply to Goyim. So the fact that Joe claims to have a chazaka doesn't work. He needs a shtar. So to me, Af, Yisrael haba machmas akum, I, who claim I bought your property from Joe, it's really Ezra's property. But Joe now claims to have it, and Joe sells it to me. So Ezra says, what are you doing with my property? I said, what do you mean? I have a chazakah. So the call is, since I bought it from an akum, and I agree that it originated from you, I only have the koach of the akum. I don't have the option of cheskas gimel shanim, I only have the option of a shtar. So just like ma akum, ein lo chazakah, ela b'shtar, Af Yisrael haba Machmas Akum Ein Lo Chazak El Bashar. I need to hold on to that shtar because my only claim, my only taina into your property is because I got it vis-a-vis the Akum. So I only have whatever koach he has, namely the shtar. I need to hold on to it forever. And I cannot trust Cheskas Gimel Shanim. That's the clause.
How can you buy from a goy then?
What?
How can you ever buy from a goy? Maybe he got it from a Jew.
And no, you need the shtar. That's all. Just need the shtar. You always need a shtar. Yeah. Exactly. How we always hold on to the shtar when it comes to always in trouble. Exactly.
Over here, we say that you keep the shtar. We said at the beginning of Chesed Shabbat, and one of the things of chazakah of 3 years is because the person doesn't hold on to a shtar. The person's not careful with holding it.
Right, but sometimes you're more careful. You have to be careful sometimes. If the guy makes a macha, you have to be more careful with the shtar.
I'm saying he never gave a macha. He just because he sold it to a guy.
Yeah, the concern is that the goy may have stolen the property. That's the concern. Look at the Rashbam here. It's a decent-sized Rashbam. There's a concern that he stole it. So Chesed Gimel Shalom doesn't apply to him. Right. So exactly. So that's part of the consideration here as well. Okay. So now the Gemara says... Right. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava says, however, V'i Amar Yisrael, if the Yisrael says, Lididi... Lididi Amar li Akum diminach zavna memon. So if he says the Nachri said to me that he bought it from you, so then I believe, then I could have cheskas gimel shanim. That's the havmina. That's a very strange havmina. We're going to reject it very quickly. But right now, Rava says if I bought it from the Joe who bought it from Ezra. So I said that Joe told me he bought it from you, Ezra. So if that's the case, I believe that cheskas gimel shanim. So the Gemara says, how does that make any difference? Says the Gemara, Mi Ika Midi, is there anything? Dilo Akum Amar Lo Mehemon. If the Goy claimed he had Cheses Gimel Shanim, it wouldn't work. So now Ilo Amar Yisrona, if I say this, Mishmein is named Akum Mehemon, I'd be believed. That doesn't really change much. So the Gemara tweaks the statement of Rava and says, Ella, Amar Rava, Rava says, I Amar Yisrael, Kame Didi Zavne Akum, Minach, Vizavne Nili, Mehemon. If the Yid says, he says as follows, that in front of me, that the Nachri bought this field from you. I saw Ezra when you sold this property to him, and then he sold it to me, then I am believed. Why? Because Migo, I could say, Dibai Amalei Ana Zvinta Minach. I could have claimed that I bought it from you. Now that I'm telling the truth, that I bought it from the Akum, who bought it from you directly, and I was there when he bought it, that gives my Taina claim. That becomes a Cheskas Gimel Shanim in a Mataina. Chazak in Mataina works. But if it's not that case, that I simply just bought it from a guy, then that's not considered Taina, and therefore my Cheskas Gimel Shanim does not work. Okay, again, heavy stuff here.
We said before that,